This is the Selectmen's meeting of October 14th. It started at 7:30, called to order, and went immediately into executive session, which we came out of executive session at 8:08 p.m.
Okay. Hold the mayor's selectman meeting. No modifications to the agenda.
No modifications. Okay.
Town clerk, Mayor, and Chairman, and Nation. An executive session, go to issues.
Got a couple things. This, I have the agreement here to, for the scoping study for the Stiles Brook culvert over there, the engineering study. We have to assign a municipal project manager. It's the same position that lady Margot holds with the Grout Pond one. And they're recommending that Colin Bratton from WRC do that role. And we have a agreement here to sign. And if anybody wants to see his resume or any of the written requirements of what it does, but we all pretty much. Colin Bratton is the guy that Wyndham Regional is going to have do this project for us. So there's just one signature on this agreement. On our behalf, and then we'll get a signed copy when Chris Campany from Wyndham Regional signs it. But he'll be taking the lead on that project. So if you can just sign that one now.
A motion to approve it.
Yeah, just a motion to approve Colin as the municipal project manager for the Stiles Brook scoping study.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
And I forwarded him the information on the hydraulic study and all that stuff so he can start putting we'll have to go out to like bid with an engineer and all that. Who we need to go through to do that.
And that Colin Bratton, what's your title?
I think he's called the Transportation Planning Program Coordinator for Wyndham Regional.
On this thing?
Well, that's his title with WRC, but he's going to be the Municipal Project Manager, MPM, they call it. And he's, like, responsible for getting the job out to bid, overseeing all the invoicing between, you know, us and the contractors and all that, that jazz. He takes care of all that stuff. And then I have a grant agreement for next summer's MRGP Grants and Aid Project. It's like an $11,000 grant. We just finished one on Ball Farm this year, and we should be getting paid for that pretty soon. So that's just another one signature thing. It's just the stuff that we do they give us grant money each year to stay in compliance with the MRGP. So if we add ditching, stone mining, culverts, and that kind of stuff, we get paid for it. So
moved. Second.
Aye.
The hardest part of this whole thing is figuring out what fiscal year you're in. It's like I got stuff from fiscal year 24 and 25 and 26, and I'm like, even Jeff gets confused out at WRC. I'm like, which one are we doing? And he's like, I don't know. It's a pain. It's when you're a year behind and a year ahead. All at the same time, basically. Yeah. It gets confusing. So I have a salt order in that should be coming soon. Sand should be coming soon. The trucks, with the exception of the snow tires being put on, are pretty much all set. And we'll probably start putting the tires on the next week or two. Just put new tires on the excavator. That was expensive, but they needed it. They were showing fabric. Those tires wear out fast. You don't get good wear, but we bought supposedly a better tire for that, I think. In 4 years, I'll tell you whether it really worked out. I believe Tom Fuller was going to land in Wind Hall this week, so that means within the next week or two, he'll probably be finishing up our little projects. To get the paving wrapped up.
You still go up that corner of Pennyass?
Gonna try to. Yeah. If time allows and the weather allows.
Do you have to go into the road, or are you just gonna go right over there?
We're gonna look at it. At the least, we're gonna grade it, and he may just bring the grinder down to scuff it all up so we can shape it better if we want to. But at the very least, we're gonna have to grade in front of him for it. But he thinks grading will be enough to do it. So he thinks the base under that a little bit.
That doesn't get money.
No, it's washboards more than anything. It's washboards and erosion.
Those are gonna have to be cut out for it to pave it.
Oh yeah. No, we'll definitely grade it. We'll definitely cut it and grade it. And then he's gonna bring the grinder over, and he's gonna grind the other side of that bridge on Kennedy Road where Ralph put that pavement in years ago. Because about 8 inches down, there's a layer of those millings that Ralph put in that hardened. And that's why there's gravel over it, because that's the only way we can keep them filled in, because it potholed and it was a real pain in the backside. So he's gonna stir that all up, and we're gonna grade that out. And cut that out, and just take it up to like about Dennis Wiley's driveway. Just get up over that first little hump, and then it should be good. Then we'll have that membrane down. Yeah, I know. He was entertaining. Supposedly next week they're going to start graveling Willis Road. I'll believe that when I see it. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I don't think we should let them touch another one of our roads. After seeing that mess up there, I think they're done. Or that's my opinion.
Is that bad?
It's just, you know.
The worst thing, it doesn't solve anything.
Yeah.
Look at all that mess up through there, and there's only one little section. Everything else is going to be overhead. It'll stay overhead up there. Other than, I think they can get rid of from. The one at the bottom there. Gallers up to, maybe from the end of the road, up to Corey's house, the guy below Corey's house.
Take a picture.
Everybody else is overhead, and by the time they run everything,
nothing was marked.
Because everything is in, but they ain't going to use it. It's going to be overhead power most of the way.
Yeah. And that, like, if you do the footage down on West Jamaica, Stuart and I went down and measured out what they're going to have to fly. What they're going to fly is going to be more than what they're bearing. You know? And, I mean, it's a goddamn good thing that we had a dry summer. Because they don't even think about start doing culverts for, like, 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. And if we had had a wet year, that road probably would have washed out. Nothing's going to drain. When they run that big saw through the culverts, they're all plugged. You can't see up them. And their cleanup work, you know, they pretty much ignored everything that we put in that thing. And when I talked to Buck Adams about it, he's like, oh, well, I never got any of that stuff from them about, you know, bringing in the proper material. I mean, I watched them do the culverts, and their work isn't horrible, but their cleanup work sucks. And I asked them to go back, and I said, you know, you need to smooth these crossings up a little bit. I finally sent Stuart down with a grader last week. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
And we've spent a shitload of our own money in the last 2 or 3 years on Kennedy Road, and now we got it where we want it, and they're going to come in and destroy it next summer, and it's going to be that way for half the summer. And now, you know, this isn't even going to get to pack in before it freezes up there. And so I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but I think when he comes back, I think we ought to tell them, thanks but no thanks. Go bury your pipe in somebody else's road. It's a bunch of bullshit, in my opinion.
If you better spend the money putting the high poles in and doing it.
Well, it's all, like, Kennedy Road, Willis Road right now, we're all tree wire. Yeah. It's all the upgraded wire anyway. Yeah. You know, and what do we got? 8 or 10 houses that they're, you know. I think what it boils down to is they have all this money and they just want to spend it. You know, they gotta make it look good because we're, you know, we're burying this stuff.
I don't get that idea either. I mean, yeah, you have the money to spend it on something wisely.
Build better lines.
Wire up our road.
Well, that's what I said to Chris Gougier. I said, why don't they rebuild Pike Hollow? He said, exactly. He said they'd be better off to spend that money and get it out of the woods. You know, where it goes up in by Cochran's and out along the flat by Steiner's. Yeah. Get it out near the road and put it on good high poles.
Yeah. Those poles are rotted to hell anyway.
Most of them have been there since I was a kid.
They got a whole load of them coming.
I think they probably just had, you know, they've got
They've got a numbers thing that says, you know.
Yeah, that's
the probability of an outage based upon X percentage of underground is this, and that's just, you know.
Yeah. But, like, the weird thing is it's still overhead feed. You know, I mean, it's the, you know.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. At least you can get to that stuff when it's down.
So, but anyway, that I mean that's a conversation to have when they actually come and actually and ask us again. But my vote is no. I mean, and I may get outvoted. I mean,
two letters,
you know. But anyway, I'm going to keep after them, and I mean, I'm at the point where I'm going to tell this guy, if you don't do it pretty soon, we're going to do it. We're going to send you the bill because we got to get it. You know, we got to get it put back together. I mean, it's a mess. It's a big slimy bunch of shit. And where he was the other day, the grader started laying down on him. So we changed fuel filters and he's going to go back out. He got the hill done, but where he didn't grade, it's still rough as hell up through there. And, you know, their culvert work isn't terrible, but it's not great. It's either that or we demand that they get a qualified contractor. And this guy that's doing it, I'm sorry. I think when he got all this work, he hired a bunch of kids, basically. And they're. You know.
Well, I mean, it says something that all his equipment is running on this job.
So anyway, but I'll keep after him on Willis Road to try to get it, you know, shaped back up, you know, the best they can. And
they're done with their pipe and their culverts and all that shit.
Yeah.
They just got
They have all the culverts in. They have, I believe, they have all their pedestals set now. I think Grattan has all those done now. And those look good. They where they put their box locations and everything. That was, you know, they were good about.
Back and all
yeah, that. No, they went over every one of them. They were fine in that respect. And but it's just the mess
sucks,
that they make in
it
the process.
You got to babysit them, number one.
Yeah.
And then they stole.
It's just makes a big mess. And Kennedy Road is not going to be the road to do that on. There's too much traffic, and they're not going to be able to close that road. You know, they're just not. There's too goddamn many cars on that. I'm going to ask Jeff if WRC would charge us to do a traffic count on it. And that and Penny Avenue. I'm just not that they want to do Penny Avenue, but I'm just curious to see how much it's increased since the last one they did. I know. I'd be interested to see.
They would drink coffee in an hour and get 20 cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plow it some morning on a Saturday, and you'll be
on a Saturday,
you know,
sure.
Bunches of 12 and 14 at a time coming down. And
it's funny. Some friend of mine came up from Florida, and they use Waze, you know, instead of Google Maps. They just sent them down around by the West Valley store to go to my house.
Really?
Bypass Penny Avenue.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Might have something to do with the way they've got their settings set up. I was coming home from New Jersey with Kenzie, and I had made a mistake of clicking no highways. It kept trying to turn me off the thruway. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know where I'm going.
Why am I getting off of this clear five-lane highway?
There have been no dirt roads.
I don't know how the different settings are. The last time we went to Lake George, we went on the day of that fatal accident on Route 11. So when we got to Kandahar, we couldn't go down, you know, to go over to Lake George. So I said, that's all right. I said, we'll go down through Mount Holly. We're going to go up into Rutland. We'll just cut over that way. We get out on Route 4. There was a fatal in Fairhaven. So then it dumped us off on some route that would have taken us into Granville. But her GPS was disagreeing with my phone. And thankfully, I ran into a local guy. And he was like, no, you don't want to go that road with that. He said, go down here about 8 miles and take a left, and you'll be right back on 149. But our two different, like, Google Maps and Maps were saying something quite different. Even. So they're all
Apple Maps.
They're all different. But anyway, I may, if it's not going to cost us a lot, if it's all right with you guys, I may just do a traffic study on that. You know, I think WRC will usually do them for nothing or next to nothing.
Yeah.
And especially if they...
Give us an idea.
Yeah, that'll work. Peter will want to do that.
Sometime next year, we'll get it done.
Yeah. But other than that, I think, you know, hopefully we'll get our paving wrapped up. And
study us.
study on a study about that.
And it's just like routine stuff now. They've been cut some brush and do a little more ditching.
How's Timmy doing?
Pretty good. He's going to go up Friday. They're going to try a different type of a hearing device to see if that will work. And then if that doesn't work, there's one more thing where they may embed some kind of an implant in the bone of his skull so he can possibly hear through his bones as opposed to the typical way. But that'll be like the last resort, I guess.
So the thing they put in doesn't work?
No. All it does is squeal. It just squeals. Yeah. And they've been playing around with it. So this week they're going to try a different type of a hearing, some form of a hearing aid. He said the weird thing about it is, he said, if it squeals to a certain extent, it beeps. And he said, I can hear the beep, but I can't hear anything else through that ear. Mm-hmm. So the beep must be at just a certain frequency that it's picking it up. Because I've lost certain frequencies in mine when they do the hearing tests. There's some I can hear really well,
yeah.
And then there's some that I'm just like, you know, I mean, they're non-existent.
The frequency my wife will have.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not that frequency. But then if this fails, it sounds like they embed something right into the bone of his skull, I guess, and, you know, because your bones transmit your hearing waves, you know, and that'll. But if that doesn't work, he's deaf in that ear, you know. But other than that, he's fine. He feels good. There's no, he doesn't have any issues. He just, and you can tell he can't hear in it. You know, there's deaf, you know, sometimes you'll talk to him, he doesn't even, you know.
Yeah.
So.
My dad had that, and he said, oh, you know, all he does is hear constant squealing, and the doctor said, it's fine. That's just your wife.
That, and the little truck is still in the works. Hopefully we get that soon. But other than that, there's really not that much. Not really that much.
What did they find with the excavator?
It was a portion of the inner brake lining that a piece of metal fell off, so it really wasn't terribly serious, and I'm pretty sure they're going to warranty pretty much all of it. So, it wasn't like metal from gears or anything like that. Thankfully, it was just a couple of chunks of that, like, brake backer that like broke off in there. So
it was a clank, not a crunch.
Yeah. Well, when they did the service on it, they were finding some chunks of metal and oil when they drained the axle. And,
oh, really?
And that's so, that's yeah, good. Yeah. That's a really dark shit. So, but when they took it over, it turned out it wasn't.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Transfer station hours for Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, Mark came to me and said that he was just offering that since they're both on a Thursday and they can both typically be big garbage days, he's like, if you want to put up a sign, I don't mind working Fridays if people want to come and get rid of their stuff. So it's up to you guys. He said if you don't want to.
People aren't going to come on Christmas Day.
But they have a lot of garbage, you know, after Christmas, you know. So he said, I don't mind coming in on Friday. And I figure if we make a sign now, it'll give people a heads up. They'll be like, oh, cool. We can. So.
Yeah. I make a motion to change from Thursdays to Fridays for Christmas and New Year's.
Second.
Aye.
Did we skip over Stratton rec updates?
Kind of.
Yeah, that was all. Tom Forrest, Red Gary.
I mean, I love you guys.
It's all one.
I have some grant updates for you guys. Okay. So the Land Water Conservation Fund grant that we applied for last year, the application's going to open for that in like another month. So we'll reapply for that for the pavilion. We applied for three grants for the cross country loop. Trail, and then hardening the Hessock South Loop for wheelchair access. We should find out about those about the end of November. Then we can use that to inform our grant application for the Land Water Conservation Fund, which I think is, that's not due until March. But So we applied for two for trails from Athletic Brewing, Onyx Off-Road for the cross country, and then the Christopher Reeve Foundation for the ADA stuff. So we'll see.
What do we put, a phone booth in up there?
Phone booth and a non-alcoholic beer dispenser.
They do make other beer.
Do they? I thought all they made was just non-alcoholic beer.
Really? I thought they made other
beer. I don't think Athletic makes anything but non-alcoholic beer.
I didn't realize. That's stuff for people that don't want to buzz, but want to pee just as much.
I'm looking for a drink that has a lot of calories, but nothing else going for it.
Oh, and the bridge is done at the Stratton Town Forest, so all the Vorax stuff has been executed.
Okay.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have fun.
See you, Steve.
See you, Steve. How are you doing? I'll get you in. Good to see you.
All right, see you guys later. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Be good.
No town hall requests.
Yeah.
Right
here. Town owners, Wardsboro, Wadsworth Company wants it December 3rd.
Well, anyway, did you put in the environment?
I did. Yeah, we did that a while ago. Yeah. Yeah. I think I did it like way back in August or something like that because I had bumped into Jackie one day. And,
oh, maybe you did it when I was out.
Yeah. Time. Yeah. No, we're all good. We're buying the turkeys. Jackie has it all set up in store.
I'll emotionally use it.
I'll second it.
And this is the last reading. So move.
Second.
Aye. I think that may legally come for a bone.
Second.
Thanks for
the favor. All right. The water pen.